the prestige volunteers. You left one morning without saying a thing. You were switching off and nobody knew. You arrived one morning without a shadow, sat among the human tide. 3 months within the prestige sewer, you lit an eternal and forgotten lighthouse in Costa da Morte, so we could recognize you. You rest from time and the past, immersed in the black quicksands. You discovered the asphalt stones. The next day, the black tide had covered the coast again. You looked at the sun to turn never into today. You smiled again, silently happy, reviving again the clean and pure stone. Like Sisyphus with his eternal punishment, you taught the gods to be quiet, to be aware of your anguish. Trapped in that wild suit, your skin separated those human values that were asleep, next to the sea, next to the land, to identify yourself. In the human chain, with the strength of the group of hands, you moved the heavy baskets full of oil, and you became aware of the common power of the human being. You could do it. You changed things. You just had to believe it. Under that blanket in the sports center, a prisoner of your own fears, you got rid of those fears by sharing them with others, reflecting yourself in their own mirror. You didn't leave a message in the Fisherman Guild walls. When the white tide was recycled every week, you discovered the message inside you, and you start building your own future. You collect the asphalt on the beach, filtering the sand with your own hands. You were like a grain of sand, together with the other millions of grains of sand that had created that beautiful beach. Like the thousands of hands of volunteers from Galicia, Europe, and the rest of the world. You dismissed our eyes, and you dismissed my heart. On holiday, on the beach, in your arms, under that blanket formed by stars, you illuminated the way to see how deep darkness can be, to remain stranded at the coast of life, to be born again, to love each other.